So puzzle number 6 is called stacks. And in this puzzle, there were a couple of extra instructions that were given to you as clues. So each stack looked a little something like this. There were 5 of them. The colored boxes were arranged differently for all 5 of them. But what we did know was that in the bottom of every single, pyramid, you could only ever put digits 1 through 9. So in the bottom row of all the pyramids, you can only ever put 1 through 9. And every number in the pyramid was a positive number. And every number in the pyramid was unique unless the boxes were the same color. So for example, the 2 blue boxes here have to have the same number in them. And the 2 yellow boxes have to have the same number in them. And the 2 pink ones have to have the same number in them. So this puzzle probably involved a lot of trial and error. Oh, and the other rule is that the number above 2 squares is the sum of the 2 below it. So this one probably involved a little bit of trial and error to figure out exactly how you could lay out the numbers to make all of those conditions be true. But as you work through it, you might have found, for example, that this is the first one. And this works. Again, we see that the bottom row only contains numbers 1 through 9. The 2 blue numbers are the same. The 2 yellow numbers are the same. The 2 pink numbers are the same. And in this puzzle, a couple of the boxes had asterisks in them. And I've indicated those here. So we'll keep track of these as we go. And at the end of the puzzle, we'll see the significance of all of these together. So in the second box, this was the solution to the stack in order to get all the numbers and meet all of the conditions in the puzzle. And these 2 were the numbers that we were keeping track of there, circled in blue. In the third one, there were a lot of numbers that had asterisks in them. But this is how you would solve it. And these are the 5 numbers in that pyramid that we were keeping track of. In the fourth one, this is the solution to that one. And these were the 2 numbers, the 3 numbers, that we were keeping track of there. And in the final one, this is the arrangement of numbers to make the pyramid work. And these are the 2 numbers that we were keeping track of. Now, these pyramids were arranged, there were 5 of them together. And if you go through the pyramids from top to bottom, left to right, and you take all of the circled numbers or asterisk numbers, top to bottom, left to right, you would have this sequence of numbers. These are the numbers that were starred in all of those pyramids in order, top to bottom, left to right. And just below the pyramids, but above where you were supposed to put your answer, there was this set of blanks. So there was an A in there, but the rest of the numbers were blank, or the rest of the area was blank. There were 14 blanks, and it just so happens that there were 14 numbers for us to have to plug in. So maybe if we put all of those in there, and then we just do a simple alphabetic substitution where 1s become A's, 2s become B's, and so on up to 26 is becoming Z's. In that case, we would see that we end up with a phrase, red pyramid place. Where can you find the red pyramid? It's at a place called Dahshur, which is in Cairo. And that's the answer to puzzle number 6.